The Old Testament reading for today comes from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fatted calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading for today comes from Romans chapter 15, verses 4 to 13. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing your name. And again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew, the third chapter. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all of Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say to yourself, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for this morning's message was the gospel lesson. In the Bible, there's a lot of things that are used to describe the actions of God, one of which is a dove. He's described as an eagle, a tower, a fortress, a counselor, and a friend. John the Baptist gives him a whole new title now in our gospel lesson. You can sort of look at God now as a lumberjack. There you go. Any of you having a Monty Python moment? Anyway. Guys, you gotta watch the funny stuff. Anyhow. All right. Says the axe is now laid at the tree. Bigger the tree, of course, the bigger the fall. I'm going to talk about the Pharisees and Sadducees for a second, but I want to go back to the Old Testament. One time when God really put the axe to the stump or a tree and cut it down. If you remember the story of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of, or the ruler of Babylon, one of the most powerful men of his day in the Babylonian Empire, was quite large and extensive. And he thought he was so powerful that he was just almost, what would we say, too powerful to fail. And he had pride, probably about the size of his own empire. Nebuchadnezzar had been successful in war wherever he had gone. He had conquered Judah. He had all the riches that he ever possibly wanted. And then he has a dream. And it's a dream of a very large tree being cut down, and great was the fall of the tree. And he asked Daniel what that dream meant. And Daniel told him, if you don't humble yourself before the Lord, God will humble you. Well, Nebuchadnezzar didn't listen. In fact, he went out on the balcony, looked at all of Babylon, and said, I built this. This is mine. And you know what happened to him next? I know you all know this story. God struck him with insanity. He thought he was an animal and went out grazing on grass for about the next 7 years. Finally, God restored his sanity. And then Nebuchadnezzar finally got it that the God of Daniel truly was the Lord. The axe is at the root of the tree. John the Baptist was beyond the Jordan River preaching and baptizing people. And he says of the Pharisees, they're on the chopping block. Pharisees and Sadducees, both are on the chopping block. And they came out to check out John. Like, who is this guy with the camel hair coat out there baptizing? Because to them, you only baptize Gentiles. So they had such a low opinion of Gentiles that when a Gentile wanted to become part of Israel, become a Jew, a practicing Jew, they were so filthy as a Gentile that they needed a complete bath to wash off your Gentileness. It'd be kind of like if we took in a new member and said, well, because you're Swedish, you have to take a complete shower before we allow you in. Isn't that who we pick on, the Swedes? Or is it the Norwegians? I don't know. There's one in Thursday morning we always pick on, and I forgot who it was. But that's the attitude the Jews had towards anybody who wanted to join them. But John's out there telling even the Jews they had to be baptized. So now the Pharisees and Sadducees are wondering, what exactly is he doing? So I said, the axe is at the root of the tree. God's sort of sizing it up. And he's had enough with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now, to them, John had to seem half crazy. Pharisees and Sadducees were very well respected, very well dressed, and John was the exact opposite. They didn't understand John. John's father had been high priest. And especially in that culture, if the high priest has sons, guess what his sons are going to be? Priests. It was almost sort of automatically. Here's the high priest's son, John, who doesn't even want to be a priest at all. In fact, he's this strange preacher out in the desert somewhere. And we believe he wore the camel hair coat, as I explained to the kids earlier, and I think they got it, I'm not sure. But he wore the camel hair coat because that's how uncomfortable sin was supposed to make the people. How uncomfortable John's message was going to make them. and he ate locusts and wild honey. In other words, John may have been trying to teach with that what he was eating. Judgment is coming so quickly that I don't have time to prepare better food. And he kept preaching repentance, repentance. And this is not a word that the Pharisees or the Sadducees knew at all. God was about to cut them down. Now, we need the same message that John's preaching, because sometimes we have an idea, a picture of God is that he's always pleasant, he's always smiling, he's always generous. We like the baby Jesus in the manger scene because he's not threatening. You look at that. Okay, how many of you set up your mangers at home already? You know, you take out the little baby. I dislike this. We put baby Jesus in a box at the end of Christmas, but that's my own personal thing. All right, but we take little baby Jesus out of the box and we put him in the manger scene, and he's pretty harmless looking, isn't he? Yeah, we kind of like the empty cross too, because it's kind of harmless. We like that picture of God as being harmless. We don't like the idea of him taking an axe and laying it up against a tree, which is people. That's too aggressive. That's too aggressive of a picture for today's society, that God is swinging an axe. And by the way, in the Bible, God constantly threatens his people. I always kind of like this. People now feel threatened about everything. Look at the threats in the Bible. It's literally turn or burn. All right? That's a pretty drastic threat. And that's the message that John is bringing from the Lord. And God's not afraid to swing that axe. Look at the flood. I always love the Sunday school lesson on this one, because the kids usually build a little ark and they put the little animals on. Do you realize?